上个主日我们透过马可福音第一章14-20节一起查考了耶稣基督对两对弟兄的呼召。
Last Sunday, we studied about Jesus Christ's calling of two pairs of brothers in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20.
很清楚，耶稣对他们说，来，跟从我。
Jesus clearly told them, follow me.
跟从主是一个君王对他所拣选的子民特别的呼召，是一个独特的、没有商量余地的，也包括所有方面的要求与命令。
This follow me was a unique, non-negotiable, all-encompassing mandate from the king to his first chosen people.
我们也看到了这两对弟兄，就是安德烈和彼得，还有西庇太的两个儿子雅各与约翰，对基督全能的呼召所做出的回应。
We also saw the response that they, Andrew and Peter, James and John, who are sons of Zebedee, they gave the response that they gave towards Christ's authoritative calling.
这四个人原本都是打鱼的，然而都因着他们听到耶稣的呼召，就舍下了渔网，跟从了他。
These four men were fishermen.And yet they heard Jesus Christ's calling and left their nets to follow him.
这表明他们立刻回应了耶稣的权柄与呼召，愿意彻底委身跟随耶稣基督做他的门徒。
This showed their response to the absolute authority of Jesus' calling and their willingness to make immediate commitment as disciples of Christ.
耶稣对门徒的呼召是非常彻底的，也是明确无误的。
Jesus' calling for his disciples was absolute and inerrant.
甚至有时候从人的角度上来看，也是非常极端的。
And it is even extreme, humanly speaking.
因为这意味着你要准备好、预备好放弃世上的一切，包括你的职业、包括你的家庭、你所拥有的财产。
Because it means that you need to be ready and well prepared to give up everything in this world, including your career, family, and all of your possessions.
而且还要来跟从他。
And you have to follow him.
对此约翰麦克阿瑟牧师在他所写的《耶稣所传的福音》这一书当中这样写道
Dr. John MacArthur wrote this in one of the books that he authored, which is The Gospel According to Jesus.
以下我引用他的话
And I quote from him.
耶稣的教导和事工总是将尊他为主这个前提放在了核心位置。
Jesus' teaching and ministry always kept the issue of his lordship at the center.
当我们详细查考他在世上的生活事工的时候，你就会很清晰地看到这个模式。
As we survey his earthly life, you will see the pattern quite clearly.
他从来也没有一次因为避讳而不宣告他作为至高之主的权柄。
He never once shied away from declaring his authority as sovereign master.
无论是向门徒、向他的敌对者以及慕道者。他都绝不降低无条件降服于他的要求。
He proclaimed it to disciples, to enemies, and to casual inquiries alike, refusing to tone down the implications of his demand for unconditional surrender.
因此，主耶稣所传的真正福音是不能与他是主这个事实分割的信息。
So the true gospel according to Jesus is a message that cannot be divorced from the reality of his lordship.
当耶稣呼召人来跟从他，他并非在找一群伙伴，或者欣赏他行神迹的崇拜者。
When Jesus called people to follow him, he was not seeking companions to be his sidekicks or admirers whom he could entertain with miracles.
而是在呼召人对他完全降服，毫不保留地尊他为生命的主。
He was calling people to yield completely and unreservedly to his lordship.
今天这个世界很多的信息都是调过来的，很多的信息。
Today we hear messages that are reversed.
耶稣要求跟从他的人无条件的来跟从他。
Jesus calls for people to follow him unconditionally.
然而有许多的信息却是告诉人们所谓上帝无条件的来爱人。
And yet many messages tell us that God loves us unconditionally.
这是撒旦的一个诡计。
This is one of Satan's ways.
这对于我们今天的人来说有什么关键的意义呢？
And what does this mean for us today?
在这里我必须提到在过去几十年当来华人教会当中的一个非常严重的错误。
Here I must bring up an error that is present in Chinese churches for the past several tens of years.
有人根据中文圣经翻译当中出现的信徒、门徒与基督徒的不同名称。
Based on the Chinese translation of the Bible, certain individuals made distinction between believers, disciples, and Christians.
他们将教会里面的人分成了三个不同的类别或者三个不同的等级。
They divided people in the church into three different categories or levels.
他们的说法是这样的。
This is what they say.
他说当一个人来到教会, 只要他头脑上理性上基本地听到了知道了一些关于上帝关于耶稣的知识。
This is what they say. They believe that when a person comes to church, so long as this person hears and knows something about God and about Jesus on an intellectual level,
他们自己认为自己已经信了上帝或者耶稣。
And this person reckons that he or she have believed in God or Christ.
那么不管这个人是否经历了重生, 很多实际上大部分这样的人根本就没有重生的, 但是他们把它归于信徒的类别。
And then this person will be in the category of believer, regardless of whether this person is reborn or not, which although most of the time it is not the case.
实际上大部分人都是没有重生的。
Well, most of the time, people are not reborn.
Regeneration. 人们有这样的看法，基本上是从中国民间宗教的信徒以及佛教的善男信女的概念延伸而来的。
Such a view originated from religious believers in China and developed Buddhist men and women.
这样的人 在许多的教会里普遍被认为是第一类的叫做信徒。
Such people are widely considered in many churches as the first category of people, which are believers.
直到有一天这一类的信徒当中有人忽然认真地真诚地想要做基督徒。
Until one day when this so-called believer in this category will all of a sudden be sincerely willing to become a Christian.
或者说这样这个人他受到某种情感上莫名的冲动。
Or he or she will feel an inexplicable impulse.
比如说感到了某种不可名状的喜乐或者忧伤而流下了眼泪。
For example, experiencing a certain joy or sorrow and thus shedding tears for it.
或者经历了人生当中重大的事件, 比如说生死的关头啊, 身患的绝症啊, 或者有什么别的原因。
Or having experienced some kind of major event, for example, life-threatening events, or having experienced chronic diseases and such.
或者经历了某个 陪灵会的感动。
Or they were moved at some spiritual revival meeting.
一个人做出决定, 他自己做出了决定, 要为自己所相信的信仰而献身。
And this person themselves will make a decision to commit him or herself to this faith that he or she believed in.
那么这个时候, 一个人很可能就从他原来的信徒上升到了 门徒的类别。
But then it will be possible for this person to advance from being a believer to being a disciple.
而所谓的基督徒，这是一个人在这上两个阶段当中的一个笼统的称呼。
And the so-called term Christian is merely a general term for the above-mentioned categories.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我必须非常清楚、非常明确地跟大家说，华人教会的这种观点是完全没有圣经根据的。
Dear beloved, I need to stress this. This sort of view held by Chinese churches is entirely unbiblical.
这是完全错误的。
And it is absolutely wrong.
那么，圣经当中有没有是否出现的信徒、门徒与基督徒不同的名称呢？
Then are the termsBeliever, disciple, and Christian present in the Bible?
是的，圣经当中的确出现了信徒、门徒与基督徒不同的名称。
Yes, these terms, believer, disciple, and Christian, do appear in the Bible.
那对我们来讲，我们应该如何理解呢？
Then how do we understand this then?
我们必须回到圣经当中，去认真地查考一下这几个名称的意义。
For this, we need to return to the scriptures to study the meaning of these different terms.
尤其很重要的，我们必须回到新约圣经《使徒行传》的记载当中。
In particular, we need to return to the book of Acts.
首先，新约圣经当中信徒的含义是什么呢？
First of all, what is the meaning of the term believers in the New Testament?
新约圣经当中信徒这个称呼所指的是原文叫做信的人，那么这些信的人指的是谁呢？指的是因为五旬节圣灵的工作而重生，并且都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祈祷的这一些人。
The New Testament refers believersTo those who believed, and these people are those who were regenerated by the work of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
所以所谓的信徒不是单纯的从头脑上相信，而是指，请注意听，是在五旬节受圣灵的工作而重生。而且他们恒心遵守使徒的教导的这些人们。
Please take note. A believer in the New Testament are not people who believe on an intellectual level, not just on an intellectual level, but they were regenerated by the work of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
这个信的人最早出现在《使徒行传》第二章。
The term who believed first appeared in Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章44到47节。
Acts chapter 2 verses 44 to 47.
使徒行传第二章44节说，信的人，这里出现一个信的人，信的人都在一处，凡屋公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Acts chapter 2 verse 44. And all, take note of this, all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
他们天天同心合意恒切的在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
而这些遵从使徒的教导，信靠耶稣就是神所设立的救赎主，就是基督的这些人，在当时就被称为门徒。
And these people who devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and trusted that Jesus is the Christ, who is the Savior whom God had established. These people were known as disciples back then.
这个称呼，这是出现在《使徒行传》第六章第七节。
And this term appeared in Acts chapter 6, verse 7.
使徒行传第六章第七节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 7.
这里说，神的道兴旺起来，这耶路撒冷门徒，请注意，门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
And the word of God continued to increase, and the numbers of the disciples, please take note of this, disciples, multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith.
所以这里面，这一节经文告诉了我们两件事情。
And this verse tells us two things.
第一件就是那些个听从主的话，听从使徒的话，信靠耶稣就是基督的人，他们就被称为门徒。
First thing is, these people who devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and trusted that Jesus is the Savior, is the Christ, they are disciples.
同时，这里又说明了第二件事情，就是这些被称为门徒的人，具体来说，就是指信从了这道。按照英文的翻译，就顺服了所信之道的人们。
And these were known as disciples. They were also the ones who became obedient to the faith. And in particular, it means they became obedient to the faith that they believed in.
再后来，这些遵从使徒的教导的这些门徒，就是信靠耶稣就是神所设立的救赎主的人们。
And then these disciples who devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and trusted that Jesus is the Christ, is the Savior that God had established.
这些人就是主耶稣的门徒。这些人呢，又被称为信奉道。原文三个字，信奉道的人们。
And these people are disciples of Lord Jesus, and they are also known as those belonging to the way.
信奉道什么意思呢？就是指信奉耶稣基督，就是生命之道的人们。
What does belonging to the way means? It means it refers to those who believe that Jesus Christ is the way of life.
因为耶稣亲口对他的门徒说，我就是道路真理生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Because Jesus Christ himself said that I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这个称呼，这是出现在使徒行传第九章第二节。
And this term appeared in Acts chapter 9 verse 2.
《使徒行传》第九章第二节
，Acts chapter 9 verse 2。
不过我们要从第一节开始看起。
But we shall look from verse 1。
第九章第一节，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，其文书给大马士革的各会堂。若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到。
Acts chapter 9 verse 1. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
所以这里又提到两个不同的称呼，第一个是主的门徒。
Here we see another two terms.First is the disciples of the Lord.
第二个就是信奉这道的人。
And second is belonging to the way.
再后来，既然主的门徒就是跟随主耶稣基督的门徒。
And since later, since the disciples of the Lord were really disciples following Lord Jesus,
那么从安提阿教会开始，门徒也就称为基督徒了。
Then since the time of the church in Antioch, the disciples were known as Christians.
使徒行传第十一章第二十六节
Acts chapter 11, verse 26.
使徒行传十一章二十六节清楚的说明，到最后下半节提到了门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
In the second half of Acts chapter 11, verse 26, it clearly stated that in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians.
所以现在我们从新约圣经使徒行传的教导清楚地看到。
Now we see the teaching from Acts in the text in New Testament.
那些因着五旬节圣灵的工作而重生，并且都恒心遵守使徒教训的人，就叫做被称为信的人。
Due to the regenerative work of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, those who devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread.These were those who believed.
换句话说，圣经管他们叫信的人，就等于信徒，就等于门徒，就等于信奉道的人，就等于主的门徒，就等于基督徒。
Therefore, according to the Bible, those who believed equals to believers, which equals to disciples.Which equals to belonging to the way, which equals to the disciples of the Lord, and it equals to Christians.
信的人、信徒、门徒、信奉道的人、主的门徒、基督徒，都是门徒不同的称呼罢了。
Believers, disciples, belonging to the way, disciples of the Lord, and Christians. Different terms, but of the same identity as disciple.
圣经从来没有给我们暗示这几个称呼之间有任何类别上的区分或者等级上的差别。
The Bible has never ever hinted that these different terms were distinguished from each other in any way, be it in terms of category or level.
一个人如果没有经历圣灵的工作而重生得救，他根本就不是信的人，也不是门徒，也不是信徒，也不是信奉道的人，也不是主的门徒，也根本不是基督徒。
If a person has never undergone the regenerative work of the Holy Spirit, then this person is never a believer, disciple belonging to the way, disciple of the Lord, or a Christian.
并且我们从上主日所查考的马可福音第一章十六到二十节的经文得知，基督徒就是蒙主耶稣基督的呼召，在生活当中跟从主做门徒的人们。
And besides, we have learned from Mark chapter 1 verses 16 to 20 last Sunday that Christians are people who are called by Lord Jesus to follow him as disciples in their lives.
假如一个人只是在口头上尊敬耶稣，而不在生活当中遵从他就是生命的王、生命的主的话，
If a person honors Jesus only by his lips and yet do not obey him as his Lord of his life,
那么这个人根本不是基督的门徒。
Then this person is not a disciple of Christ.
这就是为什么耶稣对这样的人、这一批人说：“你们为什么称呼我主啊、主啊，却不遵行我的话呢？”
Which is why Jesus said to these people, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you?"
今天我们要按照马可福音的记载，粗略地查考关于耶稣基督的权柄的真理。
Today we shall study briefly about the truth of the authority of Jesus.Of Christ, according to Mark.
在我们今天进入到今天的经文之前，我要跟大家来回顾一下，在马可所写的福音书的一开头是如何论述耶稣基督的权柄的。
Before we move into today's text, we need to recap on how Mark, from the beginning of his gospel book, how he narrated about the authority of Jesus Christ.
从第一章第九节开始。
Beginning from chapter 1, verse 9.
从马可的角度告诉我们说，他从水里，耶稣从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。
Mark told us from his perspective that immediately coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him.
11节, 又有声音从天上说, 你是我的爱子, 我喜悦你。
And in verse 11, and a voice came out from the heavens, You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased.
换句话说, 耶稣基督受了洗之后, 有圣灵的同在, 有父神的印证。
In other words, after Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit came to be with him, and he had the Father's affirmation.
这就是耶稣是神儿子的明证。
And this was the evidence that Jesus is the Son of God.
这样,我们从马可的角度看见了耶稣基督显出了他的权柄。
And then from Mark's account, we see Jesus establishing his authority.
首先,神
First, his authority and power as the Son of God were demonstrated by his victory over Satan's temptations.
尽管他作为人, 但是他因着没有犯罪, 清楚地显明了他的权柄, 得胜了撒旦的试探。
Although he was fully human, and yet he did not sin, and he clearly showed his authority and was victorious over Satan's temptations.
紧接着,从耶稣所传扬的福音信息也显明了他的权柄。Immediately,
Jesus' authority was also demonstrated through his gospel.
第十四节,说约翰下监以后,耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音。
Verse 14, Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God.
15节说,他说,日期满了,神的国近了,你们当悔改,信福音。
The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
耶稣,作为神所高立的仆人,来到加利利,以救赎主的身份,宣讲神国度的好消息。
Jesus comes as the anointed servant of God into Galilee, as the Savior himself preaching the good news of the kingdom of
God. 作为君王,耶稣向他的听众提供了一条进入他永恒国度的得救之途径。
As the king, Jesus himself offered his hearers a way of salvation into his eternal kingdom.
只要人们愿意为自己的罪 向他悔改,并且信靠他就是救主与生命的主,就可以得享赦免与救赎的恩典。They
will receive the grace of forgiveness and redemption if they will repent of their sin and trust in him as their savior.
第三,透过上主日的查考,我们看到耶稣透过他全能的命令呼召了四个门徒。And
thirdly, Jesus approaches four men and lays an authoritative command on them.
首先,耶稣的话里面满带着能力。耶稣对他们说,来跟从我,我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。We
see Jesus speaking with authority when he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
而这两个门徒,这两对弟兄,当场就回应了耶稣的权柄,他们放下了渔网。
And these two pairs of brothers immediately and instantly obeyed his authority. They left their nets, which were their livelihoods, and followed him.
接下来第四个方面,我们从第21节到22节这两节的经文,看到耶稣透过他所讲的道,显明了他的权柄。
And fourthly, we see in verses 21 to 22, Jesus' authority in his preaching.
现在有一个地方,这个地方我要稍稍解释一下。
I need to explain this a little.
你还记得吗? 我跟大家讲,13节到14节之间, 中间隔着差不多一年的时间。
As mentioned before, there is a time gap between verses 13 to 14, and this gap is about a year long.
现在,从第20节, 到第21节之间, 又经过了相当的 一段时间。
And another period of time had passed between verses 20 and 21.
这段时间至少也有几周的时间，马可没有专门的交代。
This period of time could be at least a few weeks, although Mark did not give details.
也就是在这段时间，按照马太福音第五章到第七章的记载，耶稣在山上向众人讲述了八福，就是我们传统上所说的耶稣的登山宝训。
And it was at this time, as we can see in Matthew chapters 5 to 7, we see that Jesus taught the Beatitudes to the crowd, which we know traditionally as the Sermon on the Mount.
另外根据路加福音第四章16到30节的记载，
And also according to Luke chapter 4 verses 16 to 30,
耶稣在这段时间在他自己的家乡拿撒勒的会堂里，他引用了以赛亚书第61章一到二节的经文，宣告自己就是以色列人所向来等候的、所盼望的弥赛亚。
It was also at this time that Jesus quoted Isaiah 61 verses 1 to 2 in the synagogue of his hometown in Nazareth, in proclaiming himself as the Messiah whom the Israelites had long awaited and hoped for.
并且向他们宣扬了悔改的信息。
And he proclaimed the message of repentance to them.
但拿撒勒的犹太人拒绝了耶稣，拒绝了悔改。
But the Jews in Nazareth rejected Jesus and repentance.
我们从路加福音第四章29到30节这两节经文得知。
We know in Luke chapter 4 verses 29 to 30,
犹太人带他到山崖要把他推下去，耶稣却从他们中间直行过去。
We know that the Jews brought him to the brow of the hill so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away.
犹太人把他带到山崖，准备要把他推下去的，但是耶稣却从他们中间直行过去，走掉了。
They brought him to the cliff so that they could throw him down, but he passed through their midst and went away.
从此，耶稣带着门徒离开了拿撒勒，将他的事工转到了加百农，在那里，那里这个地方也后来成为耶稣事工的主要的基地。
And as a result, Jesus and his men left Nazareth and moved their ministry to Capernaum, which would become his base for his ministry.
马可的记载就是从那里重新接续上。
And it is this place, at this place, that Mark picks up the narrative once again.
21节
Verse 21
21节到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
Verse 21 And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching.
按照犹太人的习惯，安息日的聚会包括了祷告、读经。当然了，他们读的是旧约的圣经。
According to Jewish custom, the gathering on the Sabbath included prayers and the reading of scripture, which of course is the Old Testament.
一般来说，是由当地的拉比或者文士在安息日的聚会的时候讲解圣经神的话语。
It would normally be the local rabbi or scribe to read the scriptures on the Sabbath gathering.
讲解神圣经的话语。
And to speak the scriptures.
假如他们当中有来访的教师或者是拉比，他们一般会邀请来访的这位来访者读经，包括讲解圣经。
And it was a common practice for visiting teachers to be invited to read and or to speak the scriptures.
我们看到在初期教会，保罗到了各地犹太人的会堂，也常常受到这样的邀请。
We saw that Paul was also often invited in this manner during the early church days when he was at various Jewish synagogues.
一般来说，拉比或者教师是 站着读经，坐下来讲解圣经的。当他们坐下来的时候，那个位置一般被称为摩西的座位。
The speaker would normally read the scripture standing up, but would teach sitting down on a seat. And this seat would be known as the seat of Moses.
耶稣之所以受到邀请讲解圣经，说明在那个时候，耶稣已经拥有了一个良好教师的声誉。
Jesus being invited to speak, this indicates that he had already established a reputation as a good teacher.
更重要的是，耶稣讲解圣经的时候所带出来的权柄。
Even more important was his authority by which he was reading the scripture.
22节，众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Verse 22 says, And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes.
众人很稀奇的这个稀奇的这个字，不仅仅是惊奇的意思。
They were astonished. This term astonished does not just mean being astonished only.
希腊文的原文 ,expleso, 这个字所表达的是他们听耶稣的讲道听得感慨万千的意思。
The word astonished in its original Greek, expleso, it means to be knocked out of one's senses.
换句话说，他们听了耶稣的讲道仿佛受到了当头一棒，或者是听到了，按照我们中国的话叫听到了傻眼的感受。
In other words, their minds were being blown by his teaching, or we can say that they were dumbfounded.
这实际上就是当一个人真正遇上了耶稣，听他讲论的时候，通常的感受。
And this was a common response of people when they encountered Jesus and his teaching.
就如约翰福音第三章所记载的那个尼哥底母。
For example, Nicodemus in John chapter 3.
尼哥底母听到耶稣对跟他的讲论，豁然开朗。
When Nicodemus heard Jesus' teaching, he was enlightened.
马可不仅仅在这里记载的众人稀奇耶稣的教训。
Mark did not just record the crowd's astonishment at Jesus' teaching.
实际上，透过整个马可福音，马可经常记载着众人听见耶稣的话，非常的惊奇。
Throughout the entire Gospel book of Mark, people were often astonished.
你可以看到马可福音第六章第二节。
We can look at Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章第二节
Mark chapter 6 verse 2
到了安息日他在会堂里教训人众人听见就甚惊奇
And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue and many who heard him were astonished
马可福音第七章三十七节
Mark chapter 7 verse 37
众人就分外稀奇，说他所做的事情都好，就连聋子也听，也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak."
到了马可福音第十章二十六节
，And moving on to Mark chapter 10 verse 26，
门徒听见了耶稣的教训，就分外稀奇。
And they were exceedingly astonished.
门徒听见耶稣的教训，就分外的稀奇。
And after hearing Jesus, the disciples were exceedingly astonished.
尽管马可没有具体交代耶稣讲道的内容，
although Mark did not give details about Jesus' teaching,
但是马可却说明，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人。不像文士。
But he said, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes.
这里有什么区别呢？
What is the difference?
因为当文士讲解圣经的时候，他们自己本身不带有任何的权柄，因此只能引用重复别的拉比 或者别的文士所讲的内容。
Because when the scribes taught, they had no inherent authority of their own, and so they ended up just quoting or repeating other rabbis.
当耶稣讲道的时候，他带着他神性的能力与生命之主固有的权柄来讲解圣经。
But when Jesus preached, he did so with his divine power and his intrinsic authority as the Lord of life.
尽管马可没有在这里告诉我们具体的细节，
although Mark did not give specific details,
但是你知道吗？耶稣的权柄与文士有什么不同呢？
But do you know how did Jesus' authority differ from that of the scribes?
或许从马太所记载耶稣基督的登山宝训能够给我们一点线索。
Perhaps the Sermon on the Mount according to Matthew could give us some clue.
请大家翻到马太福音第五章。
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 5.
在我接下来要引用马太福音第五章当中的一些经文。
I'm going to quote from a few scriptures in Matthew chapter 5.
但是在当我读的时候，请你帮我一个忙。
But as I read, will you help me with something?
请你帮我数一数，耶稣在这一段经文当中，总共几次用了“只是我告诉你们的”这个字眼。
Would you help me in counting that in these scriptures, how many times did Jesus say, "But I tell you that"?
啊，你们帮我在这里读，你们帮我。记着有几次耶稣说只是我告诉你们 OK
As I read Help me to keep count Of how many times Jesus used I tell you But I tell you that
第一个地方第二十一节到二十二节
The first place is in verses 21 to 22
耶稣说你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人又说凡杀人的难免受审只是我告诉你们
Here it says You have heard that it wasSaid to those of old, You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that.
第二十七节到第二十八节
Verses 27 to 28.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们。
You have heard that it was said, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that.
三十一节到三十二节，又有话说：人若休妻，就当给他休书。只是我告诉你们
，verses 31 to 32, it was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that.
第三十三到三十四节，你们又听见有吩咐古人的话说：不可背誓所起的事，总要向主遵守。只是我告诉你们。
Verses 33 to 34. Again, you have heard that it was said of those of old, You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you that.
第38到39节
Verses 38 to 39.
你们听见有话说以眼还眼以牙还眼只是我告诉你们
You have heard that it was said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you that.
四十三到四十四节，你们听见有话说：当爱你的邻舍和你的仇敌，只是我告诉你们。
Verses 43 to 44, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you that.
你刚才数了几次？耶稣说：只是我告诉你们呢。
But how many times you count? Jesus saying, but I say to you that.
看到没有？耶稣首先引用了犹太人所接受传统上有权柄的教训。
Can you see that Jesus firstly referred to what was accepted as traditional authoritative teaching?
然后用他神性的权柄挑战犹太人传统的理解，或者是用他神性的权柄加以正面的说明。
And then challenged it or added to it with the divine authority that he said so.
而不是引用单纯的引用其他拉比的说法或者教训。
And not just simply quoting what other rabbis spoke or taught.
因为耶稣本身所说的就是神所赐下唯一的权柄。
Because Jesus regarded himself as needing only the authority of God.
就像耶稣在约翰福音第七章16到17节对犹太人所说的话。
Just as Jesus said to the Jews in John chapter 7 verses 16 to 17.
约翰福音第七章十六到十七节。
John chapter 7 verses 16 to 17.
耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
So Jesus answered them, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
人若立志遵行他的旨意行，就立志遵他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训是出于神，或者是我凭自己说的。
If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority.
现在我们从马可的记载当中看见了四个权柄。
Now we see from Mark four aspects of Jesus' authority.
我们看见了耶稣得胜撒旦的试探。
We see his authority in being victorious over Satan's temptations.
宣讲福音的权柄。
His authority in evangelizing.
呼召门徒的权柄。
His authoritative calling of his disciples.
以及讲解圣经、教训人的权柄。
And his authority in teaching the scriptures to people.
有几个权柄了？我们看见耶稣的几个权柄了。四个方面的权柄。
How many aspects of his authority do we see? We see four aspects.
但是马可没有停在这里。
But Mark did not stop here.
下个主日我们将一起查考耶稣赶逐污鬼的权柄。
Because next Sunday we shall study his authority over unclean spirits.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，因为耶稣就是神的儿子，就是福音，就是福音的起头。 Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because Jesus is Christ, is your Son, is the beginning of the gospel. He himself is the gospel itself. 主啊，今天我们透过这段经文，我们看到了耶稣基督的权柄是那样清楚地展现在众人的面前。 And through the study today, we have seen through the word of God, the authority of Christ is so clearly demonstrated, showing in front of us. 因此主啊，让我们一同带着一颗谦卑受教的心，将自己作为回应，来回应主耶稣基督的权柄。 So that Father, I pray that every one of us will respond to your authoritative teaching, to your authority with ourselves, as we obey your authority.愿主你继续恩待我们，我们下主日一起查考耶稣的权柄赶逐污鬼的时候，我们更清楚地看见基督就是神的儿子。 May the Holy Spirit keep guiding us when next week when we're gathering again, we will read the Bible and we will learn from the scripture that how Jesus Christ cast outthe dirty spirit with his authority. Help us live a life obedient to your teaching. 让我们也一同在主你面前过一个顺服主教训的基督徒生活。In Jesus' name we pray. 奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Amen.